Hey everybody, welcome back to the Clean Slate Podcast. I'm your host, Carson Phillips, here with Daniel Garza, my lovely co-host.
Hello,
and
everyone.
Tonight, what'd you say?
I was just saying
oh,
hi.
Oh, hello. Oh, you're going to podcast now? Daniel was pouting in the corner.
What?
He didn't want to do the podcast.
Weird.
Just now, he was sitting there and he was like, I don't want to do this anymore. Stop forcing me to do this.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
We are in the middle of our Halloween Fest marathon.
31 nights.
Okay, guys, so here is the log line for Boo, a Madea Halloween. Madea lands in the midst of mayhem when she spends a haunted Halloween fending off killers, paranormal poltergeists, ghosts, ghouls, and zombies while keeping a watchful eye on her wild teenage great niece.
Yeah, this is an interesting movie. I can't say it's very good.
Yep.
But it is a Madea movie, so there is a certain charm to it if you like those sort of things. I've liked a few of the Madea movies in the past.
I was going to say, have you ever watched them?
Yeah, so fun story. My parents, they somehow ended up with a cable subscription to, what is it, BET? Is that the?
Yeah, Black Entertainment
and
Television.
They had, yeah, some my parents, for some reason, were watching all of the Madea movies. There was like a marathon of Madea movies. And we sat there as a family and watched like every Madea movie. So
that's
so
funny.
I'm familiar with the cinematic Madea universe. The CM, or is it the MCU?
Yeah, Madea Cinematic,
Cinematic Universe.
Yeah.
And,
well, it's probably TPMCU. So it's because it's Tyler Perry's Madea.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's also like his shows that kind of like rant. But everything's tied together with Madea.
It's true.
Because she shows up in his shows. I did some research. This movie, there's not really much of a plot.
No, not at
really.
All. I mean, but we didn't talk this movie made a crap ton of money.
So it made a ton of money because it was filmed in 6 weeks.
Six days.
6 days. Sorry, yeah. My bad. I misspoke. Yeah, literally 6 days they filmed this entire movie, which honestly, it looks like a real movie. So I don't know how they did that.
Yeah.
But it was all on... He has a giant studio in Georgia. He's basically got his own little version of Hollywood out there.
Yeah.
It is kind of neat. I watched a tour video of it once. I recommend watching that. But yeah, it's crazy how much money this movie made. Yeah, I was just going to say, basically, the whole thing is there's a dad who doesn't want his daughter to hang out with frat boys on Halloween. So he calls up Madea to take care of her. And that's the whole movie.
Yeah, I mean, this is...
She fights the frat, I guess, kind of.
Yeah, it's...
And they fight back, they prank them.
This is pretty much, like, if you've seen any of Madea movies, like, the Madea movies, it's pretty much a normal Madea movie, just with Halloween.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like when
there's
talking
less
about...
of the drama side, though, I feel like.
Yeah, sure, but, like...
Because some of them have more of a serious side.
That's true, too. Yeah, so maybe it replaces the drama with way more slapstick comedy. And,
yeah, for sure.
And then, but they still hold true to those Madea moments where they're like, you know, talking about parenting. I don't know why Madea movies always feel like they're surrounded by parenting. Like, it's always.
It's all about parenting.
Yeah, it really
and
is.
And family. And, like, taking care of your kids, but not being overly... I don't know, like, there's, like, old-fashioned morals, too. Like, you can beat the crap out of your kid. But, it's, but like, I'm not sure if they're serious or if that's a joke. I think it's a joke. But,
I mean,
but it's in all of them.
It just is the same Madea movie, just with, like, you know, right, different lipstick.
It's like printing money.
Oh, yeah, it really is. It is printing money. It's pretty much like Fast
and Furious
at this
time. Put that man in an old woman
time.
Costume, and it's money.
Yeah.
They should do a crossover.
This was, I think, my first time seeing Tyler Perry actually be one of the main characters as well, for the most part, besides like being Madea, like being playing
yeah.
himself.
He shows up sometimes.
Yeah, they're always they're
but
very
not,
brief.
He's usually just Madea.
Yeah. So since there is no plot, the only thing that was weird but also kind of funny was that of how many like the young, famous... teens that are in this movie,
like Bella Thorne,
Lucy Tube is in this, I think, and then Liza Koshy, which is David Dobrik's ex-girlfriend, but she plays two characters,
super random.
So she plays obviously her friend, and then she plays the grandma. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, does she play the grandma?
She plays one of the grandmas.
The little, Okay, she's the annoying grandma, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's the worst character in this whole movie.
Oh, yeah, it's so bad.
You already have Medea. You don't need whatever she's supposed to be.
But Medea's not annoying. Medea's really funny. Like,
Medea's cool. I want her to hang out with me.
But Medea is very funny the way when she goes off on her, like, Medea rants. That's the only reason why this is, like, it's still funny to watch.
Worth watching.
Yeah, it's because Tyler Perry does just such a good Medea. That's why it's lasted so long.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it started as a play, right?
Yeah.
He wrote a play, and he played Medea in it. Mm-hmm. But I think the original plays and some of the original films had more of an actual story.
Yeah.
With bits interspersed. And this didn't, I don't know, I didn't feel like it had a story. Didn't even feel that Halloween to me.
I mean, it starts, none of these movies that we're doing are really Halloween, but
this is supposed to be on Halloween.
Yeah,
though.
It starts on Halloween, and the whole thing takes place on Halloween. It's not a good movie.
It's horrible. This is probably the worst Medea movie, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Well, no, Boo 2 is, actually.
Oh, Boo 2, next Halloween.
They made it next already. Year. No,
no, next year we're going to watch
it. Oh, yeah. Next October, we'll have Boo 2 on there. I remember watching this in theaters. I was in Texas, actually. I was like,
you watch this in theaters?
Yeah, because it was actually when Redbox.
You're part of the problem.
Not Redbox. What is it called? What was that one thing?
Movie Pass.
Did you just sign up again?
It's back.
Yeah, did you sign up again?
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I haven't heard from them.
Yeah, me neither.
I have not heard back, so we'll see. Fingers crossed. I still have A-list, though.
So I remember seeing this in theaters, and I was like, oh, no way. I think it was surrounded because I was homesick as well a little bit. Because I was in Texas.
Medea reminds me of family.
Yeah, you know? Of course. But I went to go see it, and I was just like, this is so stupid, because it's just...
Why did you pick it?
Because it's Medea.
You got to have a Medea every Halloween.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, yeah, this I will say I regret putting this on my list for this.
Okay, I did laugh pretty hard at when Medea and that one grandma are handing out candy.
Yeah.
And then she, like, steals candy from them and gives them one back without them. I thought that was kind of funny.
Or when they make fun of the little boy that comes up to do
it. Yeah, they start bullying this little boy and he wants to fight them. I thought that was funny.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have laughed as hard as I did. But then they make some really good church jokes that I thought were hilarious.
Yeah, that's true.
So, I mean, that's every Medea movie, but I enjoyed it.
We're always in for a good church joke.
Should we? You know what, guys? If you're listening to this, let us know if we should do a Medea marathon episode.
Oh, gosh. Don't put me through that.
There's an animated movie. I did some deep research on Wikipedia. But there's an animated movie and TV appearances.
Yeah, that's insane. I don't know if I would. If I could.
Let us know.
I will do
31 days of Medea.
For the listeners. just 31 days of Medea movie watching.
What if Tyler Perry isn't Tyler Perry? He's actually Medea dressed as Tyler Perry.
Dang. That would be interesting.
Think about that.
Yeah.
Maybe that should be the next movie.
We're just scraping the bottom of the barrel to talk about
all
this.
Right. Well, you should close us out.
So, everyone, that is Medea Boo, a Medea Halloween. Check it out if you want, or don't. That's the kind of movie
don't.
That it is.
Just don't.
So, guys, we hope you're enjoying this 31 days of movie watching for Halloween. We certainly are, and we want you guys to let us know. Let us know in the comments on our Instagram, even on our Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Go give us 5 stars and write some reviews. And
hey, keep send listening. It to friends. Send it to grandma.
Yeah, please share it. But that's gonna do it for this episode. We will see you guys tomorrow with another movie that we will review. We'll see you then.
That's a clean slate.